to the Carl Jackson Podcast. We are in studio today. Normally, we are, well, since season six started, we've been on location with our guests because we were just so glad to get out of studio space to see the world and record some of our friends at different locations. So we've been in season six starting out with just guest after guest at different locations. We did a couple, Zoom conversations, and we'll be doing more Zoom conversations as time go by. But we just really wanted to just kind of get into the groove of things being out and about. So we, you know, the first few couple episodes, I guess, have been shot on location wherever we were at. But we're back in studio, and we are not going to be doing season six every show in studio because, again, we wanted to kind of take a break from the whole pandemic, feeling like we were kind of stuck with just Zoom and in studio space. But we're here, Carl Jackson Studios. CJC Network is the home for the Carl Jackson Podcast, and so we're excited and happy that you guys tune in every week on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. and watch all the reruns. And to those who watch us on YouTube or listen to us on all the podcast platforms or listen to us on Spotify, and you can actually watch us on Spotify now, we want to say thank you guys as well, because you guys have really made those numbers go up. I'm very, very grateful of all the people that listen every week. It's just been mind-blowing, which makes it a little difficult for today's conversation, because today is going to be a doozy. I'm going to talk about something that normally I wouldn't normally go here when it comes to stuff that's dealing with me, personal things that I feel are an attack or things that I feel like is not right, unfair. I normally don't talk about it because honestly, no one cares. That's the real deal. But the second reason is because I just don't see the point and the value of wasting my time talking about things that really I have no control over until now. So let's get right into it. There's a guy who goes by the name Carl Jackson as well. And let me just say this. There's a lot of people with common names. It was one of the things that I thought about in the quest of building my company was, do I really want to use my name, you know, Carl Jackson? My full name is Carl Elijah Jackson. But for some reason, people would butcher the name Elijah. They would call Elisha or Eli or Elijah, or they would never really say the name right. So years ago, when I decided to name my company, I just said, you know what, let me just go with Carl Jackson Entertainment or Carl Jackson Studios, because there was no one using that name. And my thought process was, well, you know, if someone else decides to use the name, hopefully I've made such a mark with my name that it won't matter. So it's, in other words, it's like other people that are named Janet Jackson. Does it really affect Janet Jackson? Like, no, because you think the first thing you think when you see Janet Jackson's name or when you say her name is the singer Janet Jackson. So that was my thought. Like, let me just go with a simple name that people can pronounce. There's no confusion on how you pronounce it and what it means or blah, blah, blah. It was just kind of a thing of, okay, I'm gonna go with this name. This is what it is. Cool, right? So when we started the Carl Jackson Podcast, it just made sense, because up until that point, no one really was using that name. You know, it was kind of like, okay, Carl Jackson Entertainment, so far it's been working. CJC, Carl Jackson Channel, Carl Jackson Company, Network, CJC Network, Carl Jackson, CJC Network. Okay, it's not, no one's tripping. We had a small incident, well, I'll go into in a second with that. And then, you know, every other company I've been, you know, that we acquired or own, it's owned by Carl Jackson Entertainment. So it was kind of like a no-brainer, like, okay, it's working. No one's really doing anything with this. So my name is starting to be built. And even now, when you Google Carl Jackson Entertainment or Carl Jackson Studios or anything pertaining to film, you're only going to get me. So that means I've set kind of a tone for that, you know. But with the podcast, it's a little different because, you know, podcast has now been open to so many different people and so many people can do it, you know, that now it doesn't really make a huge difference, you know, about names anymore, because everybody is now open to using the same names because there's the market has been flooded with just talent and people who want to use their voice. I liken it to almost where people are, you know, complaining about comedians having a hard time from hecklers. Well, now everybody's a heckler because they have a phone. Everybody has a phone. Everybody has a computer. I have my computer right here on set. And so everybody has a phone. Everybody has a computer. So it's not a big thing to see someone, you know, give their opinion and give their voice. So they feel confident. Everybody feels like they're a star, you know. So everybody can kind of give their take on things. Everybody can say what they want to say. Everybody can feel what they want to feel and leave it out there to the masses for them to, you know, accept it or reject it. So again, with the podcast name, I was under the understanding that, okay, cool. But we came up with the concept of calling the show the Carl Jackson Podcast. And we said the Carl Jackson Podcast purposely because we thought, well, if someone else wants to use the title Carl Jackson Podcast, you know, with us saying the, then maybe that will separate us from other people who might want to use the title or use the name. And then we thought, well, we were going to call it the Carl Jackson Show. And I was like, well, no, we don't want to do that because there could be any, you know, the word show is like podcast in a way, you know, anybody could use it with their name. So we were just like, well, let's go with the Carl Jackson Podcast, because at the time we started this, this was probably 7 years ago. Again, no one was in the podcast space. We were starting out, we weren't even filming our podcast. We were just doing it, you know, in a studio with mics and the gear that we had. So, you know, we didn't start filming these things until season 4. Now we're 2 years in filming these podcasts. I had made a decision that I'm only going to do this 10 years, and mainly because of this problem that I'm going to talk about today. I'm only going to do this for about 4 more years, and then I'm going to stop the podcast. I can't think there's a good, that would be a good chunk of talk podcasts that you can go back. And the way we did these podcasts, we didn't do them as daily episodes. We did them as weekly or sometimes even monthly episodes, because we wanted to make an impact with whatever we talked about, so that years from now, if you wanted to listen to my podcast, and let's just say you wanted to go through all 10 seasons, well, it wouldn't be a big chunk of your time to listen to all the episodes versus some of the people that are doing daily episodes, like the individual that I'm about to talk about now. So, so we wake up one day and we go to Google. Some people have actually, so let me just say this. I've never heard of this guy, Carl Jackson. There's another guy named Carl Jackson who has a podcast called The Carl Jackson Podcast. He's with the Salem Podcast Network. And, you know, they have other people on the network, Trish Reagan, I think Sebastian. They just signed Brandon Tatum, which is, I got to tell you about that story in a second, Brandon Tatum. And he actually, Brandon took over for Larry Elder. So Larry Elder, who used to be with Salem Podcast Network, he's now retired and decided that he didn't want to do it anymore. So they gave it to Officer Tatum. He goes by the name Officer Tatum. It's called the Officer Tatum Show. And then they have the Jenna Ellis. I think I said her name, you know, the Jenna Ellis Show. So everybody's using the word show podcast. Well, but for some reason with the Carl Jackson podcast, there's this guy who's using the title, the Carl Jackson podcast. But he's not just using that title. Excuse me. My God. He's also using Carl Jackson podcast. He's also using the Carl Jackson show. He's using like all three of the titles. And he's putting these titles in the Google search engine or any type of engine. So now when you put in the Carl Jackson podcast, his podcast comes up first. Now, in his defense, I think that part of the reason why that happens is because he puts out more episodes than I do. You know, he's doing daily episodes. I'm doing weekly, sometimes monthly episodes. I feel like that's part of the reason. But I also feel like the reason is because the Salem Podcast Network want to make money. So obviously they're going to put their talent in the forefront. When you look up certain names, if you look up certain subjects, you look up certain titles, they're going to pop up, right? They're going to pop up. I think the thing that bothers me about this, though, is because they were not using the Carl Jackson podcast title since I started it. But this year, they decided out of the clear blue, as our podcast became more and more successful, and we, you know, are now in over 100 countries, you know, with the television, Tuesday night television show, and the podcast, even on YouTube, which is our secondary way to watch the podcast. Now, all of a sudden, they want to use the title, the Carl Jackson podcast. And I thought that was like, wow, that's interesting how they're using this title. And so I did some investigation after so many people were coming to me saying that this guy's podcast was coming up. And so I did some research, and what I found out was they basically are using their hijack in the title because I guess they're having trouble getting this person, this personality ratings up. And so I think they decided, well, we'll use this same title because it seemed like this guy's got some great guests. People know the show and his numbers are up. So let's use this title so that when they're looking up the Carl Jackson podcast, our podcast will come up first. And most people by default won't even look at the pictures or look at whatever because they just think this is Carl Jackson podcast. Okay, cool. Let me just play it. And then they might be through two or three episodes before they even realize it's not even me. And they know that. They know how people are. So they use that title purposely. And I think that was disrespectful. I think it was wrong because it's one thing if the brand wasn't effective, but my brand, the title of the brand is effective. We have great guests. We work hard. The staff that works behind the scenes for the Carl Jackson podcast, they work very hard. And for someone who wasn't maybe having a successful run with the podcast game, deciding to let's change the name and then let's just floodgate Google and floodgate search engines and floodgate marketing in a way where this title will represent basically, you know, their show. And right now, when you go to any of the secondary places that you listen to my podcast, you're going to see his face and you're going to see his title first, which is one of the reasons why we decided to change some of our artwork, because some of our artwork did not even have my face on it. A lot of the artwork just had the face of, you know, I think a mic and the title, because it was no reason to have my face on it, you know. But they put the face on the title, so they wanted to be known. They were making it very clear that we're trying to make it known. We're dominating this space. This is our space. We're going to put this face on the picture so that you know who this is. We're going to use the same title. And get this, they didn't even put the title in the artwork. It's Carl Jackson Podcast in the artwork. But in the search engine, everything says the Carl Jackson Podcast. So it's deliberate. They're doing it on purpose. And I dare any of them from Salem Podcasts to say that they're not. They know exactly what they're doing. And I think it's wrong. So I'm letting my people know what's going on because I have a voice. And I want people to know what's going on so they can be aware of what's going on. And if you want to, you know, reach out to Salem and ask them to change the title of their podcast, I'm not going to say don't do it. But at the same time, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it outside of this particular podcast. And the reason why is because karma handles all things. You know, we were looking at some of the numbers. Our secondary, when I say secondary, meaning people who watch the podcast outside of the CJC network or people who listen to the podcast and they maybe don't necessarily catch it on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Some of these people watch the podcast on YouTube. Our YouTube numbers are pretty low because we don't really promote YouTube because, again, it's on the CJC network page on YouTube. Mainly just for, I guess you can say, it's convenience for some people because they can't watch Tuesday nights. So it's kind of our way of making it on demand in a way and online for everybody to watch. But even those numbers are higher than the Carl Jackson, the other Carl Jackson podcast. If you look at some of his numbers on the YouTube pages, they're like 40, 50 people that are watching the episodes when our episodes, you know, which are secondary episodes, meaning they're not, you know, that's not how we make our money or bread and butter. But even those episodes are in the 3,000 and 4,000 that have been watching either one or the other episode. Now, some episodes are not that high, but a lot of our episodes are that high. Where it's 3,000, 4,000 people that have watched one episode, or 2,000 people, 3,000 people. With his podcast, I'm seeing numbers like 40, 50. I think the highest number I might have seen maybe is 200 people. But again, it's not to diss the other Carl Jackson. It's more about making it known that it should be a respect and a decorum and a creativity to anybody. Well, the first thing we do when we do anything, which is why my opening was so long, the first thing we do is we research. We don't just, me and my staff, we don't just do things. We research before we do anything. So we don't want to step on anybody's toes. We don't want to hijack anybody's brand. We want to do everything fair, decently, in order, because there's room for all of us, right? And so we always research to make sure there's nobody out there using a certain name or using a certain product or using a certain thing so that we can bring things to you guys that are unique. And so that's why it means so much to me, because we've had this title for 6 years and they have not. And all of a sudden this year they're using the Carl Jackson podcast title. And so we know why they're doing it. It's unfair. Again, I don't want to put all blame on Carl Jackson, the other Carl Jackson. It could be, you know, Salem. I'm going to put my money on Salem Podcast Network because I think they wanted to dominate the market as a brand, as the, you know, the name Salem. And so I think they strategically made that known. I think they definitely made that decision. I think Carl Jackson has something to do with it as well, because he wants to be a star. He took over for Larry Elder for a few months when Larry retired. And I think he probably was hoping that they would make him the new host of the Larry Elder Show. And they didn't. They decided to give it to Officer Tatum, who, by the way, I wanted to bring that up. So Officer Tatum, his wife, I used to actually, I don't know if this is out of I don't know if this is respectful or disrespectful. I don't mean this disrespectfully, but me and his current wife used to be not an item, but we dated. And it was interesting I only bring that up because it's interesting that Carl Jackson was the co-host or the host of the Larry Elder Show before Brandon took it over. But I used to hang out with his wife, Corinne, before they got married, you know? So it's interesting how 6 degrees of separation, it's just, to me, that's just very interesting to me. So, hey, look, I share all my information. I don't hide nothing. So shout out to Brandon and his beautiful wife, Corinne, and his beautiful family. So no disrespect. I just share things like that with my family and my friends that watch the podcast. So I didn't mean that in any disrespectful way. And I hope to meet Brandon one day. I think he's a very smart guy, and I think he's doing some wonderful things in his space. And then I was going to bring up the CJC TV. So we had an incident a few years ago where someone used the name CJC TV after seeing that our company was starting to rise. And they used it, they tried to hijack the name, but nothing came of it. So, you know, I don't want to speak ill about anybody. I want the other Carl Jackson to be very successful, and I want him to be successful in his space. He's a Republican commentator. I'm not a Republican commentator. I'm an independent who just speak wisdom and thoughts that I feel that I should share with the world and with the nation. So I don't wish him any harm or any, I don't mean him any disrespect in any way, but I do think that they should change the title of their podcast. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where if you're not going to change the title, at least be, you know, conscious of what you're doing and make it clear to your followers in your marketing, in your space that, you know, we are doing this over here, and we do acknowledge at least the filmmaker who has the same title that we basically stole. And I use that word stole because it's not a lot of Carl Jackson podcasts. I mean, it would be different if there were like several of the same title, and then it really wouldn't be much I could say. But you know, 6, almost 7 years with this title, and all of a sudden now they decide to try to hijack a title and not even share the title. It'd be different if they shared it and they were like, you know what, we're going to call it this, but we're not going to make it into a search engine fight. We're just going to put it out there and just let the best man win. But that's not what happened. I mean, one day they were nowhere to be found. And the next day they just sprung out of nowhere. So just so you guys know, take a listen to his podcast and let me know what you think of it, because I've never heard it and I don't really plan to listen to it because, you know, I like, there are certain Republican commentators I like and there are others I don't. I watched a couple minutes of his podcast. I couldn't really follow it. So, you know, I don't know what he does or what he doesn't do. I don't know him enough about it. But if you guys want to tell me in the comment section on YouTube, or if you want to drop us a line and let us know what you think of his podcast, that'd be great. But I think that there's room for all of us. And I think that we should learn to be creative and original. You know, God did not put us on this planet to just copy each other and to hijack ideas. The universe is endless with ideas. The universe is huge in nature with ideas and concepts and things that we can do. And so I think it's important that we respect that. You know, I think it's important that we rise above the occasion and we learn to be creative and thought-provoking in our decisions and how we maneuver and how we, operate with each other. I seriously thought about changing the title of my podcast, but again, like I said, I'm only going to do this for about 4 more seasons. So season 7, 8, 9, and 10. 10th season, I'm done with podcasts and I'm going to be getting into other things. Now, That's not to say that we won't still release episodes of the new thing through our podcast outlets, because we have a lot of them now. So I don't think I would ever necessarily, you know, shut that down. But in terms of doing new episodes under that moniker, I would not be doing that. What I am thinking about doing is doing a nightly talk show. When I say nightly, maybe I should say weekly night talk show. Almost like Saturday Night Live, but kind of a mixture of talk and some cool comedy skits is what I'm thinking about doing next. So we're developing that idea and to see how that plays out. But I do know that I enjoy doing these podcasts. I do enjoy spending time with you guys. And I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode and getting a clear understanding of what's going on. Look, the only way you'll know what's going on is if I talk about it. They're not going to talk about it because they know that they were wrong. They know they were wrong. But I had to address it. And again, I don't like doing this kind of stuff. Things like this happen all of the time in various scenarios in everybody's life and business. I'm just one of those people that don't like to bring light to it. But in this case, I had to do it. When someone takes your title, or not gonna say your title, when someone takes a title that they know is already kind of been branded as one thing, and they basically do what they did at Salem Network, it lets you know that you're making, you have a voice, and that your voice is being heard. But it also lets you know that some people just don't play fair. You know, some people just don't play fair. Anyway, thank you for watching. And until next time, you guys be blessed. And next episode, I think, will be Danella Richard is our guest in the next episode. She is a CJC personality. She has the show Traveling with Danella Richard. It's an amazing show. It's a hit show. And it's been just taking the country by storm and even the world by storm through CJC Network and our affiliates. So she's our guest on the next episode. Until next time, be blessed. Peace.